I'll speak now of Peyton Ohitwa, who's having just a great year out of Saskatoon in the country club there where you also work, Peyton. And you went to Nationals, your first experience there. Before we talk about that, I guess coming, you know, your name's been around the leaderboard, but right away, is this a breakout year for you on the Saskatchewan Am circuit?
Yeah, I think so for sure. Yeah, I played pretty well kind of at the start of the year, and up in Nipawin and Waskasu, I played well, got second there. So, yeah, it was a good season. I think overall, I would obviously like to win, but hopefully that will come maybe next year. So never know, I guess. And then, yeah, to cap it off, I was able to go to Nationals this year. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. What has it done for your confidence? It was like you said, second in Waskasu, a fifth in the Reliance Greggs. When you get to go to Nationals, what's this said about the confidence of your game?
Yeah, no, lots. Yeah, it's given me lots of confidence that I can kind of keep up and play, not only keep up, but play and compete with kind of the best amateurs in the province. So I know in previous years, I definitely haven't had that confidence. So especially after this summer, it's definitely helped me.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get to go to Vancouver, play two amazing golf courses by all accounts. The thought of getting to go to Nationals, you know, more ahead of, you know, playing it, just that had to have been exciting.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I played decent the first 3 days in PA there in Saskam, and then I knew I probably had to play pretty solid the last day, and I didn't play that good, but I still qualified, which is awesome. And yeah, going to Vancouver and getting to play Seymour and Point Grey, those courses were in awesome shape and a lot of fun to play. So,
Yeah, so no Nationals before that. I got to ask you, have you ever played a competitive four-round event leading up to the amateur, right?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I've never. That was the first time I ever played a tournament with a two-day cut, and then, yeah, two more days after that. So,
a grind for sure.
Yeah, grind, and yeah, same as the two practice rounds. I never played a tournament where I've had two practice rounds, obviously at both courses. But yeah, it was a lot of golf that week.
For sure, it's going to pay off if you keep grinding away at this, Peyton. I just want you to talk about Nashville a little bit. Yeah, 83-76.
Yeah.
76 is a good score, but 80. Was there some nerves on day one? I'm sure there was.
Yeah, I was a little nervous the first day. I got off to a tough start. I tripled the first and doubled the second hole of my day, which I started on the back nine, so it would have been 10 and 11. But, and then kind of a little shaky for the next few holes, but then I made a couple pars and never really kind of looked back and just kind of stayed pretty level the rest of the way, including the next day at Point Grey, where I played, other than kind of one bad swing, I played pretty solid. So, and yeah, I've never kind of played on courses where the greens were that, they were not, like, they were quick and kind of firm. I never really had that before in Saskatchewan. So it was a lot of fun and a new experience for me to get used to those types of courses.
Well, and two different courses too, right? You play Seymour day one and then Point Grey. That's obviously a new experience as well. Was Seymour harder or were they quite similar?
I found Seymour to be, a little tougher, a little less forgiving off the tee and a little more undulation throughout the entire course and around the greens. But then Point Grey was definitely off the tee. You could have a few bigger misses, a few more misses and still be in play and be all right. So I thought Seymour was definitely the harder course.
For sure. I'm sure there's plenty more Nationals and, you know, you keep playing the way you are. And I don't know how you're a young guy, still think 20 or 21 years old, Peyton, but so what has this year kind of done for your game? I guess, is there anything left this year? Maybe a club championship or some fun stuff at the city club there, but kind of what's next for you? And do you want to get back to this?
Yeah, no, I do want to get back. There's nothing really left this summer. I have one more year of school left, so I'll go in Vancouver, one more year to go at UBC. So I'll go there for one more year and just play a lot of golf and practice, and hopefully I can kind of get back to, the same level or even a little beyond that for next summer.
Perfect. Well, congrats on a great year, Peyton. You're also third in the OMT standings. I don't know how that'll shake out, or if you even care about that. But you know, it's a feather in your cap. You've had an awesome season. It's been fun to watch you grow and watch your name on the leaderboards.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Clark. Yeah. Thanks for calling.